Chapter 21. In the asteroid, it is as dark as the insides of a tauntaun. It doesn't smell quite as bad, though. A tunnel, just large enough for the Falcon, winds into the core of the blue space dome. Han follows it, slowly. "What are we doing here?" Leia whispers. Chewie says, which means the same thing.
"We need a safe place for repairs. Can't face those Star Destroyers again with no hyperdrive motivator."
The ship wends deeper and deeper into the asteroid. It is like entering a new world. A new world where there is no light, no sound, no sensations at all. C-3PO informs the crew that
"There are no official records of exploration of the center of asteroids. That means it might be quite dangerous."
Everyone finds his commentary extremely insightful. Han brings the ship to a bumpy landing in the blackness of the cave.
"Hey, Chewie,"
he says, climbing out of the pilot's seat.
"Come help."
The pirate starship sits for hours in darkness as Han and Chewbacca touch wires together and screw and unscrew bolts they don't really recognize. C-3PO tries to supervise them, regularly giving unhelpful advice. Leia stays in the cockpit, watching the readings on the dials. After a while, Han joins her there. C-3PO follows him, nattering away.
"I wonder, sir, if attaching the cobalt wire to crimson wire was really such a good idea. Not that I'm questioning your authority, sir. Your expertise, perhaps. But never your authority."
"Okay,"
says Han, ignoring the droid and addressing Leia.
"I'm gonna shut down the main..."
Suddenly, the ship lurches violently to the right. The three inhabitants of the cockpit are thrown against blinking control panels. The Falcon settles. They stand, not moving, barely breathing.
"Sir, it is quite possible that this asteroid is not entirely stable."
"Not entirely stable?"
Han replies.
"I'm glad you're here to tell us these things. Not entirely stable. Professor, why don't you go help Chewie with the hyperdrive? See if he appreciates your analysis."
C-3PO totters out of the cockpit, muttering to himself about understanding over 6 million languages, but not quite having mastered the one called sarcasm. The ship lurches again, even more violently this time. Han is thrown into the control panel again, while Leia is thrown into Han's arms. The ship settles. He smiles at her.
"Let go,"
she snaps.
"Don't get excited, princess," he replies. He does not let go.
She pushes him away.
"Being held by you, Captain, isn't quite enough to get me excited."
What follows is a flirtation that kind of looks like a fight. Or maybe it's a fight that kind of looks like flirtation. I've never really been very good at telling the difference. Anyway, it's irrelevant to your training, so I'm skipping it. Suffice it to say that Han and Leia end up kissing. If that sort of thing interests you, you can imagine it yourself. And then C-3PO interrupts the kiss, announcing that Chewbacca has made a breakthrough with the hyperdrive motivator. Han comes very close to disabling the golden droid and affixing him to the exterior of the Falcon as a hood ornament. But he follows the droid to the mechanical bay to see what Chewie's done. Not 5 minutes later, Leia shouts from the cockpit. Han and Chewbacca come running. The princess is pointing into the darkness. Her face is as white as her royal tunic.
"There's something... something out there."
Just as she says it, an object lands somewhere on the Falcon. Han listens. A sound rises out of the darkness. Regular, persistent, almost like something is gnawing on the ship. A panel of lights in the cockpit flickers and winks out.
"I'm going out there,"
Han says.
"Are you serious?"
"We just got this bucket of bolts back together. I'm not going to let something tear it apart."
"Or eat it,"
Leia mutters. Han ducks from the cockpit.
"Wait," Leia shouts. "I'm coming with you,"
says Chewbacca, which means me too.
The scruffy space pirate, the princess, and the walking mop don oxygen masks to enable breathing in the nearly non-existent atmosphere of the asteroid. Han lowers the gangway, and he, Leia, and Chewbacca slowly make their way down it. Han is carrying a blaster. Chewbacca has his bowcaster, which is like a crossbow that uses magnets to fire energy bolts.
You should definitely ask for one of those for your next birthday. I know I'm going to.
As the small group steps from the steel gangway to the floor of the asteroid, Leia says, "It's damp out here, and warmer than I expected."
Han tries to gaze through the darkness, but he can't make out much.
Somewhere in the distance is the sound of dripping water.
"I have a bad feeling about this place,"
whispers the princess.
"I can't imagine why,"
Han replies. Chewbacca barks and points to the ship's cockpit. A 2-meter-long shape can be seen gliding across the top of the Falcon, like a barracuda swimming through the dark waters of an ocean reef. Han turns on a heel and lets loose a laser blast. The creature screeches, beating leathery wings against the dark. Han shoots again. It falls to the cave floor. Han, followed by the others, hurries to its crumpled form. He kicks it with his boot, moving a large wing away from his huge, gnarled, bat-like face. Leia shudders. So does Chewie.
"What I thought," says Han. "Minox. Probably chewing on the power cables. Chewie, check the rest of the ship. Last thing we need in a fight with a Star Destroyer is..."
"Watch out!" Leia shouts. Swooping out of the darkness is a pack of them, their toothy mouths screeching, their flattened noses hissing, their horrible eyes wide.
"Run!"
Han cries, firing into the swarm of cold-blooded, leather-winged parasites. Chewie and Leia sprint for the Falcon's gangway. Han fires again, his shot going low and hitting the floor of the cave. Suddenly, the asteroid is sliding again, listing to the right. As the small crew of the Falcon tries to regain their footing, the Minox descend upon them, swarming, their claws and sucking mouths lunging at hair, clothes, skin. Han looks desperately around. With one arm, he covers his head. With the other, he levels his blaster at the ground by his feet, which is hard, he has suddenly realized, but not rock hard. He fires. The asteroid lurches again.
"Time to go,"
he cries. They all manage to crawl or stumble up the gangway, frantically swatting the Minox away with arms and elbows, blasters and a crossbow. Chewbacca turns and pulverizes one last Minox as the hatch begins to close. Once the hatch is secure, Han leads a mad dash for the cockpit.
"We're getting out of here."
"The Star Cruisers will be waiting for us," Leia objects, running after him. "Is it really?"
"No time to discuss this in committee,"
Han snaps.
"Chewie, initiate the engines."
"No,"
Leia growls at him. "I am not a committee." As they come tumbling into the cockpit, C-3PO says,
"Sir, I really think it's time for us to consider leaving."
"You know, Goldenrod, I think this is the first time we've seen eye to eye. I'm so glad."
"Oh, so am I, sir. So am I."
Han rolls his eyes, initiates the lifters, and the ship lurches off the rock floor of the cave. Han pushes on the accelerator, and the Falcon leans forward, picking up speed. He steers them through the winding tunnel, his fingers squeezing the steering column hard enough to leave indents. Chewbacca howls and points. They can see stars again, set against the black velvet of space. C-3PO becomes even more agitated.
"Look, sir, it's..."
"I see it,"
Han barks. Stalactites and stalagmites, like jagged teeth, are closing in on them. Up ahead, the view of space is dwindling, the stars winking out behind stone.
"The cave's collapsing," cries Leia.
"This is no cave,"
Han bellows. It's true. They are not stalactites and stalagmites. They are teeth. The cave is not a cave. It is a mouth.
The tunnel was not a tunnel. It was a throat of something. Something large. As the massive mouth is just about to shut, the falcon, no bigger than a single tooth, shoots out of the darkness and into the greater darkness of space. Behind it, a monstrous worm-like creature, white and eyeless, and nearly the size of a star destroyer itself, erupts from the hole in the asteroid and tries to swallow the ship up. The falcon screams ahead, and everyone inside screams too. But the ship is fast enough, just fast enough to outpace the space worm's snapping jaws. The worm, disappointed, slides back into the asteroid. The ship, meanwhile, slides into space. Inside, sweating and heaving, Han guides them toward the edge of the asteroid field, where the Star Destroyers are waiting. Lesson Sigma, punching in the dark. You're going to have someone toss soft objects at you again. You're going to block them away. But this time, your eyes are going to be closed. Face the person. Close your eyes and breathe. Listen to the room. Feel it. When you say go, the person is going to, very gently, toss these objects at your face and chest. You will try to block them away with your hands. Listen for the objects. Feel them. Do not guess. Feel. You will miss. You'll probably miss more than you hit. That's okay. Don't get frustrated. Remember, anger leads to the dark side. If you can stay calm during this activity, that is more valuable than batting away the objects. If you can do both, though, you're really on to something.